Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of Within Us. My name is Ozzy, and I am your host, and I'm so excited that you are here. I just have this feeling about today's episode. It's a special episode, and it is an activity. You get to be active, you get to do something, you get to experience something, and hopefully experience a transformation along with the 40 women who attended the event that happened last Sunday, September 6th, Begin with the End in Mind. And we had such wonderful energy in this event. And what we did was so purposeful that I couldn't just be done and leave it. I needed to use this material and share this recording as far and as wide as possible, because I really believe it's that powerful. And you're gonna see why. You're gonna hear from participants, and you're also, most importantly, gonna experience what I'm talking about. So this is not really an episode to do like while you're driving. You can, but if you wanna get the most out of this episode, I would recommend setting aside about 30 minutes of your time to sit in a quiet place with as few distractions as possible. You're gonna wanna be comfortable, and you're gonna wanna bring some paper and something to draw with and write with. Markers, crayons, pastels, and a writing utensil like a pen or a pencil. Because this activity has some meditation involved. There's about 5 minutes of guided meditation for you if you're experienced, or if you have never meditated, this is for you. And there's also an intuitive drawing activity, which is so powerful. I recently learned about the power of intuitive drawing from my artist friend, Leanne Wakabayashi, and she was in my program last year in the mastermind program, and she moved from Japan to Jerusalem not long ago. She's been leading intuitive art seminars for years. She created something called Genesis Art and Genesis cards, and I've done it with her. I've tried it, and it's just so powerful. Like, even what a simple drawing activity can bring out in us. Because when was the last time, I don't know about you, but the last time I sat down to just draw freely and draw without feeling like I'm being judged for the quality of my artwork, that was like, I don't even remember a time. I don't even remember a time where there was just like a time to express with art. And a lot can come forth. So it's going to be really special. And that's about it. What else can I tell you? I really believe more and more I'm coming to understand the way that there is nothing that can stand between you and your will if you become conscious of what your will is. Meaning, if you really, really, really want something, you're going to manifest it. You're going to create it. You are going to make it happen. Most often times, maybe 98.7% of the time, if someone really wants something badly enough, they're going to find a way. If there's a will, there is a way. And we also learn a deep mystical idea from the Jewish tradition that there is nothing stronger than our deepest will, because our deepest will comes from the highest place. And everyday living as human beings, if you're anything like me, if you can relate to this, if you're like, you know, most people listening, we deal with stress. We deal with ups and downs. We deal with emotions. We deal with extraneous thoughts and noise and doubt and, you know, so much. And I think it's escalated because we're exposed to so much by way of other people's opinions and words and ideas and videos and images and music. And right already it's becoming noise as I'm talking about it. Ah, okay. Enter meditative work. And meditative work can be as simple as taking some deep belly breaths. It can be as simple as shaking and dancing. It can be coloring. I have learned from people like Dr. James Gordon, who is the foremost expert on healing trauma, about shaking and dancing and deep belly breathing, about intuitive art. I learned from someone like Dr. Mark Hyman, who talks about the indications on stress tests, on physical, measurable, organic outcomes of tests, of blood tests, of all kinds of heart monitoring. that are affected by things like sitting and coloring mindfully each day, just for a few minutes, taking walks in nature, practicing basic mindfulness, bringing some movement into your life. So there's all kinds of ways to meditate. And there's no way of doing it wrong. There's no good job, bad job. It's that you were there and that you were present and that you were returning to noticing whatever is within the present moment. I read a beautiful quote yesterday by Pema Chodron, fellow Jewess who is now a Buddhist. She was one of the first to bring Buddhism to the West. She has so much knowledge, so much wisdom that she brings. And she said something along the lines of, welcome the present moment as though you invited it. And, you know, I think that's like easy to do when things are going our way, but it's when things are complicated or things are messy or we're feeling uncomfortable that that wisdom really shines forth. So I want to acknowledge each and every one of you for being here, for showing up to do this work. And really, I just appreciate you. And I have so much going on. I have so many programs going on. Depending on when you're listening to this, definitely, definitely be in touch with me. If you want more of these types of activities, if you didn't get a chance to come live and you want to come live, I do these all the time and I want to do more of them. So connect with me. Let's stay connected. And let's do this thing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm so happy to see all of your faces. My name is Ozzy. For those of you who I haven't met yet, it's a pleasure meeting you. And for all of you, it's wonderful to have you here, to have you back. And tonight is definitely going to be a special experience. You are in for a surprise. So, what are we doing tonight? Why are we here? You know, we are really in a time where it has never been more important to stay in touch with our light, with our highest calling. And we are here tonight for that reason, to come together, to support each other through whatever else is happening in the background. As women, we have such a gift and an ability and a natural inclination to do exactly this. So with nothing further, we're going to begin with a meditation and move on to do some intuitive vision exercises. You're going to need to have some kind of coloring instrument. It could be paints, it could be markers, pens, even crayons, or anything you have. Just a few colors will do. So in terms of what we're doing, this is really something different, you know? In order to create a new vision, we could come to the table and we could brainstorm or make a plan or do what we've always done. Or alternatively, we can tap into our intuition. And we as women have, as the Torah explains, an extra measure of intuition. So it's an activity, we're really tapping into that. And we're also gonna have a chance to connect. And so it is my great hope that you will walk away tonight with new friends from this community. You can turn your screen off and just like shake out your hands and arms and give yourself some time to stretch and relax. You can also join me in the ritual of turning off notifications on our computers. It's an incredibly centering ritual that I love so much. Turning off those notifications just for now. We can check them in an hour when we come back. Phone on airplane mode, and also really metaphorically cutting the ties around yourself and creating the sacred space for you, rather than to be in your life, but to work on your life and to really become an observer. All right, my friends, whether you've meditated, you're an experienced meditator, or you've never done this, there's really only one thing that you need to do. And it's to listen to the sound of my voice, because I will guide you through this exercise every single step of the way. We're going to begin by looking out in the room that you're in And noticing colors, whatever colors you see, anything you notice in your environment. Perhaps there are variations in the color detail that you notice. We're going to shift to noticing shapes. What shapes are in your environment? Taking a moment when you're ready to close your eyes. Noticing whatever shapes, noticing whatever colors are behind your eyes, and simply allowing whatever is there just to be there. Notice your breath. Notice the depth of your breath. Naturally, the sensation of air filling your nostrils, coming inside the throat, sensing the temperature. The temperature of the air, the temperature on your skin. Allowing whatever is there simply to be there, including thoughts that roll in. Allow them to be there just like the clouds are in the sky, and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice and the sensation of breath filling you up. And as we continue to breathe together, we're going to lengthen our breath, allowing your breath to fill you all the way down through your belly. You can even take a hand and place it on your lower belly, allowing the breath to fill you, relax you, and slowly exhaling and letting go of whatever it is that you are ready to let go of. Returning to the sensation of breath, you might notice thoughts coming up for you. And in this time, in this space, we're simply going to notice them. We're going to welcome them, just like we welcome the clouds in the sky. And then we're going to return our attention to breath, because we can only focus truly on one thing fully at a time. And bringing your attention back to your breath, I'm going to allow the breath to relax you from the top of your head, the very top of your head, and even into your hair. Relaxing just for now through your forehead, around your eyes, letting go of any tension as you exhale, allowing it to leave you. Turning to breath, relaxing your shoulders, in through your chest, and tuning in with that hand on your belly, just allowing your belly to let go, to relax, even if it's just for now. And as we sit together in the circle, we're going to bring our attention to the space around your heart. Bring your other hand. I like to use my left hand, my heart, and gently move your attention, bring your attention to that space, space of love and compassion that communicates directly to the brain. And focusing on that space, you're going to bring to mind moments, the first moment that you think of when you were in your element, performing an act of kindness, however seemingly small it may be, something good, the first thing you think of. And allow yourself to tune in to that particular moment. And see in your vision where you were, the environment around you, colors and shapes to notice. Are there other people present? Returning your attention to your breath. And simply noticing who is there. What was it that you were doing? Envisioning yourself in the space, the environment, and noticing you and your expression, your act. What was it that transpired? The grace that you brought. Give yourself a moment as though it's being replayed through them. Observing your action. And the result of your action, whether it was made clear to you or whether perhaps it wasn't communicated, perhaps someone didn't know how. You can imagine that one person whose life was touched by your smile, your act, your service, and how their life has changed in that moment. What was it that they did differently as a result of your act? Observe this like a rock being thrown into a pond. This one ripple, rippling outward to one more life and another. And another from the rock that you tossed. Tuning into that space around your heart and the sensation of your breath. What were the experiences or events that supported you in being able to perform this act of service? What abilities do you have? Physical, mental, emotional, or intuitive, in order to perform this act. With the hands over your heart, bring to your heart space what led you to this opportunity, the grace that supported you to get there, any people who have helped you, places, events, teachings, words of encouragement, or even opposition that motivated or inspired you to serve. I'm going to spend a moment here returning to breath, simply allowing yourself to reflect on this moment of compassion and service. Whenever you're ready, you can take a few deep cleansing breaths and bring all of that love and all the kindness and all of the warmth back with you into the space that we are here in together. So when you're ready, you can turn on your camera so that we can all see each other now. This is the part where we get to meet and interact. And we are going to bring all of that goodness into an exercise. And keep in mind, you know, whatever act came up for you, perhaps it was one, perhaps it was a few, perhaps you were struggling to think of one. It's definitely a different exercise. It's not something we do every day. And so it doesn't always come easily, but if you saw even a glimpse of something, you can keep that in mind, and I know that it'll present itself in this next activity. Does everyone have three pieces of paper? It can be three, it can be one paper folded in thirds. If you have three, that's great. Any color, any size, you can go ahead and get them out now. I'm curious to hear what came up for you. What was that one thing that you noticed? If anybody wants to share in the chat, I'd love to read through a couple for a moment. So here is how this goes. We are going to, with your crayons or markers or whatever you have, draw something. And when you draw this thing, you're going to allow whatever first thought comes to you to come out and flow through you onto the paper. So it's not a drawing contest. You're not going to have to show anyone, and there's no award for like the prettiest picture. This is really an intuitive exercise for your first thought to come through you and onto paper, okay? So for most of us, the last time we did something so intuitive was probably like in preschool. And as we learn in psychology, that the drawings of children are robust with meaning. And so too, if you can allow yourself to simply have your first thought to flow through you, you're gonna find a lot of depth inside of whatever it is that you create. Okay, so your very first task is to draw yourself. And I'm gonna put on a little music, actually, while you do this. So your task is to draw yourself, whatever comes to you first. This is you simply drawing yourself. We're going to spend about 2 more minutes here. Whatever comes to you, let it flow through.
A moment to finish up. You can add some environment around yourself again, whatever comes to you first. You can look up whenever you're done. And we're going to shift into the second picture, which is, again, first thought is going to be your best thought, allowing it to flow through you. this is going to be a picture of your challenge, whatever comes up for you first. Staying conscious of your breath and your soft belly, allowing yourself to relax as you color. This is drawing whatever challenge comes up for you. And staying present with your breath, giving yourself another minute or so here. Going to shift into the third and final part of this exercise. When you're ready, you can look up. And we're going to keep looking up even while we draw, because this is the point in which we draw ourselves on the other side of the challenge. Whatever this means for you, whatever this looks like for you, staying really present with your breath, with your relaxed belly, and allowing whatever flows through you to come out onto the paper. This is you on the other side of your challenge. About 1 more minute here. You can add any detail in your environment, any people that come to mind or experiences. Whatever support you see around yourself.
And whenever you're ready, with your third picture finished, you can put your markers down. Come back to the circle. And we are going to go ahead and move into the participatory part of our event tonight. And for this part, you're going to need your third picture. So it's you on the other side of your challenge. And we are going to have a look within the picture. And if you can translate this picture into some kind of actionable step, something that you like to see in your life, we're going to share about it. We're going to actually come back to this slide. I'm taking an intuitive approach this evening. We're going to share about it in small groups. We'll come back to that at the end. And the way that this is going to work is as follows, okay? So you're going to be placed into a group with two other people. They're going to be groups of three, and you're going to be there for about 18 minutes together, okay? 15 and a minute on either side kind of coming and going. And when you get into your group, you're going to have two jobs. So your first job is to be a listener. And the space of being a listener, it's really one of the greatest gifts that we can give to another person. You are each going to step into the space also of listening to someone else and asking them questions about their drawing. You can ask them who, what, where, when, why, or how questions. You're going to ask and you're going to listen. And then you're going to have the third person in your group ask something, and you'll continue this process for 5 minutes. I'll send you a notice that it's the next person's turn to share their third picture. And the other two in the group will do the empathetic listening and asking. And then we'll switch. So it's a fairly straightforward exercise, but I have to warn you, it's harder than it sounds. Most often in conversations, we feel really compelled to share. And I can guarantee you that is going to happen in this exercise, but I'm going to encourage you to do your best to ask and listen in this space. Are there any questions about the exercise? Again, it's two things. It's sharing your third picture and also asking questions and listening. I will see you back here in about, let's see here. In about 18 minutes. Breakout rooms. All right, welcoming everyone back to the main circle. And I'm so curious to hear about how this exercise was for you. So remaining mindful of the time and what we're going to do. We're almost all back. 1 second. All right, beautiful. So I hope you enjoyed this exercise. I know it's something a little bit different, but I think from that we get a different result. What we're going to do now for the next 15 minutes or so is, if we have any brave participants from the group who want to share, or we're going to do something together that I like to call staying open to possibilities. And the way that this works is as follows. You can have a look at your picture, your third picture that you just shared. Really reconnecting to your breath and that relaxing belly of yours that's still there. It's always there. Bringing your attention to the picture and asking yourself the following question. If this could look easy, what would it look like? If it were easy to get to the other side of the challenge, to get to this picture three, what would that path look like, right? There are so many different pathways to the top of a mountain. And let's just imagine for a moment that it was the most enjoyable, enriching, easy experience. That every answer was yes. That every light was green. what would your path look like? Now you can draw it or you can write whatever comes to mind. Anything that comes up for you, you don't have to share this with anyone, just goes onto your paper. It's for you and you alone. If every light were green. Okay, anyone feeling particularly brave or courageous, I'll be really nice to you. But if you want to share your picture and be open to possibilities and suggestions, any ideas, I can show you how this works, and then we can open it up to some participation from the circle as well. Okay, Marlene.
Yeah.
Welcome. This is exciting stuff.
Thank you. So I'm going to share my picture. The third picture I split it in three.
Okay, hold on one second. Bring it back like at 2 inches. Okay. Up a little bit more. And you might have to walk us through it just because the colors are a little light.
Okay, so the third picture is a big smiley face and a skinnier version of a curvy version of myself.
Okay.
Do you see?
So this is you on the right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the third, this is the third picture, these two together.
Okay, that's the yellow face and the green body.
Exactly.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit more about like what's happening in this picture?
Yeah, well, in this picture, this is the first picture. And then I didn't draw a picture, but I wrote words for the second part of it. And I last year lost a lot of weight and then gained most of it back. And the year, not only for me, but has been very tumultuous. And I just moved to a new house that I built myself. And that was very difficult in my, just because of COVID made it like 10 times harder and didn't roll out the way that I had thought. And so in the process, I kind of neglected myself and gained a lot of weight back. And it's very funny because I was talking about this earlier today, not knowing what tonight would be about, but I had set a goal. I have a birthday, October 5th, and I don't put a number on it, but my goal is to feel lighter and get closer to even 15 kilos lighter makes a huge difference for me. And just to be healthier, mm-hmm. You know, healthier and lighter and confident and feeling good and sexy about myself,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm hearing,
I'm hearing that in your third picture, you're taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what could that look like if it were the most enjoyable possible recipe for you? Marlene, what would it look like for you to take care of yourself?
So when you ask that, I envision myself skipping through the day, just like skipping through the day and it just being easy and just, it doesn't need to be hard. It just can be, I can be happy and feel good about the choices I'm making for myself instead of feel like I'm not being able to eat or do, you know, things that maybe don't promote that mm-hmm. goal.
100%. You know, it's so normal to, when we're under stress, to tense up. And lose the ability when we're in the jungle and we're running for our lives. We're not going to stop and pick a mango and eat it. We're not going to relax. But it's like that breath, just that one breath, putting your hand on the belly, doing the exercise we did together tonight, even if it's for a minute, even if it's while you're brushing your teeth, giving yourself, mm-hmm. You know, just allowing yourself to relax, even if it's just for now, bringing a little bit more relaxation into your life, no matter whatever is going on, for you to take care of you. Skipping.
Yeah.
It's This is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing and for being so courageous.
Pleasure.
Okay. Vanchen is clapping for you. I think we can all clap for her. That was pretty amazing.
Woo! Thanks.
That was just amazing. All right. So it's anyone here, if anyone here does something that's easy and fun, something you do to take care of yourself that you absolutely love, will you write it in the chat? Because I want to keep notes. I want to save this. I want to give it to Marlene. I want us all to have it. What is one thing you do that you love to do to take care of yourself that ripples out into everyone you know, everyone you interact with, and everyone you see? What do you love to do? Meet people, go to Zumba. This is awesome. Naomi goes to Zumba, Barchen meets people, ecstatic dance. Ecstatic dance, a lot of people don't know this, but this is a number one method of healing. Before meditation, shaking and dancing is so incredibly healing. Coffee dates with anyone, said Fern, singing from Daniela, music and dancing, Leah, good music, Yael, this is so amazing. Spontaneous movement from Ruthie, beach day, exercise, Hillary, this gardening and dancing. This nature, a bath with oil. Okay, this is such an incredible list. We're going to frame it. Unbelievable. Thank you so much, everyone. Okay, so let's try this again with, do we have another courageous member of the circle today? Let's see if I see any hands up. Hillary is going to be brave. All right. Don't worry. We love you here. Okay. How was this for you, Hillary? Amazing. All right, my friends, our time is almost up here. I don't want it to end. All right, I'm gonna do it. One more person, who's ready? Does anybody else wanna share a picture? All right, Yael, this is amazing. Let's see your picture.
Wanna start with three? Okay, so here's a picture of three. This is me returning, oh, there it is, that's very nice. Returning back from having gone to fish for clients. That's me trying to catch fish. And this is me, I know I only need 7 clients to really, you know, get started. And I have a fishing pole and I have a plan and I have, that's me being a happy woman, because I am. And okay.
Who are you helping, Yael? Tell us who you helped on the other side of that challenge.
Okay, so my favorite kind of people, obviously, are women who have ADHD or accountability issues, need to set goals, need to move on those goals. I am interested in women that want to build their confidence.
And how does it feel? How does it feel to be there on that other side over there? How does it feel?
It's going to be amazing.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the why here for you also. Yael, what is it for you?
What benefit would it be? Because
like
then I get
for to, what? Yeah, for like llama for what?
Okay. Some of you who know me know that I lost a son in March. He committed suicide after being bipolar for many years and fighting the battle. I was struck dumb literally for a month. I didn't talk. And then when it was time to start moving around, I had analyzed and said, what can I do to get rid of the pain in this world? What can I do that'll take my skills, my background, and apply it in a very laser-like way? So I decided to enroll in coaching school, and I am graduating, actually, but I'm, for all intents and purposes, done with all my coursework. And I intend to go through the world taking pain out of it.
And that is the most unbelievable, incredible tribute to your son's memory. And I want to give you the biggest round of applause. You have so much courage and so much to give and share. And I'm so happy to witness all of it.
Thank you so much for helping me and helping me get here.
So before we leave, I want to close with a meditation. Really reconnecting to your breath and acknowledging yourself for showing up for you. Acknowledging yourself for showing up to work on your mission. So often you're in your mission, you work so hard, you wear so many different hats. The responsibilities, perhaps sometimes it feels like pressure. And this is the time to rise above, to observe all that's going on, and to really, wherever you are in your life, just give yourself the love, give yourself the acknowledgement, the compassion, the encouragement for these acts of service. You know, in our first meditation, you saw yourself performing one act. And no matter how seemingly small that act is, these are the acts of your life that you're engaged in. Whether you're taking care of your environment, your home, people who are in your family, or even taking care of your own body. Your body is a vessel that's been given to you, and it is your divine service to take care of yourself. Every act you do, every breath, every deep breath you take, you can acknowledge as a gift that you're giving to this universe. Every act of care for yourself, every act of care for another, no matter how seemingly small, brings light into this world for every single one of us. I want to bless you that for at least a moment each day, you give yourself that space to connect to your heart and to acknowledge yourself for that one moment, however seemingly small, connecting with your deepest, your highest intention, the light within you that is so beautiful and so precious and so needed here by all of us. Thank you all so much for being here. With so much blessing. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being here to do this exercise and giving yourself this time, giving yourself this space. I would absolutely love to see your pictures. You can send them to me on social media. I'm Dr. Ozzy on Facebook. I'm Grow Your Insight. My name is Dr. Ozzy on Instagram also, but my handle is Grow Your Insight on Instagram, or just email me if that's the easiest thing for you. I'm Ozzy at drozzy.co. That's Ozzy at drozzy.co. Thank you so much for joining me, and please be in touch. If you would like to attend something live, I have a program for women opening September 14th. And if you're listening after September 14th, I can almost guarantee you that there is going to be something else in store for you. Wherever you are in the world, you are meeting yourself with kindness. And I acknowledge you for that, because we are all benefiting. We are all here benefiting together from the work, the hard work that you're doing, that we're all doing, and we are moving this collective forward. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next time.